Well, we've made it to cider number 12 in the Battle of the Ciders 2026. Hopefully, I'm taking you through a bit of a journey of different areas in Britain and different styles. And what I do want to massively impress on you is you'll get one of the most top quality afternoons of your life if you take the time and trouble to actually drive out to a cider maker that will let you just ramble around the orchards. And the best of those is Sheppey in Somerset, which is between Wellington and Taunton. Okay, and today what I've got is one of the most exciting of the ciders in this entire platform, and it's Dunkerton organic cider, deep into flavour, and it's from Herefordshire, pressed, bottled and fermented by Dunkerton. So we're looking at some pretty good provenance. There's just, you have to be so careful to watch the wording. Okay, so we've got 6.8%, so this is a serious bad boy cider. Black Fox organic medium dry cider from traditional cider apples grown in organic orchards. Okay, so actually on the front of the bottle we don't know 100% that those orchards are in Herefordshire. They don't seem to be Dunkerton's own orchards, or they'd say our own orchards, wouldn't they? You know, they could even come from somewhere else in the world, according to that label. Do you know what I mean? You've got to read into the small print here. But it's pressed, bottled and fermented by Dunkerton's, founded in Herefordshire. And again, that doesn't say that it's actually in Herefordshire, because it's founded in Herefordshire, but it could have moved to Staffordshire or anything, you know. So you've got to be very, very pedantic with these. Anyway, it's suitable for vegetarians and vegans. It's gluten-free. It's organic. Founded in 1980 with a pioneering spirit and vision, our ciders are crafted from freshly harvested organic cider apples. It's like a detective story, isn't it? And matured for over 12 months to deliver the famous Dunkerton deep flavour. So that's very promising, but it doesn't tell us what they're matured in or where. Folklore told of a fox as black as night that could live in a man's shadow and so never be seen or caught. The black fox's favourite haunt is our cider orchards. Now that's promising, isn't it? Our cider orchards. However, it doesn't mean they own the cider orchards. It means the orchards from which the apples that make our cider originate. Honestly, you have to be that pedantic, right? So I'm hoping that this entire series is teaching you, you know, super pinpoint analytical thinking. Award-winning Black Fox is a handcrafted with up to 14 different carefully blended cider apple varieties to deliver a deliciously rounded cider with a lively tangy finish and light honey hues. 2 out of 5 for sweetness, 3 out of 5 for tannins, 3 out of 5 for acidity. Food pairing perfectly complements a traditional ploughman's lunch. That's what I like to hear. Especially a classic British cheddar, that's what I like to hear, or a hearty organic beef stew. I would have said pork. I mean, cider and pork, you know, I mean, I love to broil a pork chop in cider. So I put a saucepan on a high heat and I pour in cider and then I just poach the pork chop in cider. That's terrific. You can do it with white wine as well. Light honey hues, okay. We're deep into flavour here as ciders really taste of apples, Ivor Dunkerton. So it's pretty nice, isn't it? It's on situ, it's family run. It doesn't tell you how old, yes it does. It says founded in 1980 with a pioneering spirit and vision, but it doesn't tell us exactly what they're matured in, and it doesn't tell us exactly where the orchards are, but it, overall, it's giving a pretty good idea. So the provenance, I'm going to give 2.5, because they haven't been quite specific enough for me to give them a 3. And the packaging is, I would say that's excellent. Really, really fantastic. No problems. So that's a 5.5. Let's write this one down. Black Fox. Black Fox Dunkertons. And it's 6.8%. And again, it's organic. Okay, and it's medium dry. So, Herefordshire. Packaging and provenance, 5.5. Look of the cider. Well, you have to get into the cider, don't you? Lovely top. World Cider Awards Gold. Hey ho, let's hope that doesn't corrupt my decision in any way. Oh, it's a nice glug. You never quite get that from a can, do you? That glug, 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 glug. Pretty nice looks. Pretty nice smell. Ooh, I think this is going to prove, I hope, this is going to prove to be a very special treat. So we'll see. One thing this does teach me, just going to take the photo, is it teaches me to be highly cynical. And of course, if I'm highly cynical about you don't have enough disk space, you absolute total basket. Let me just organise some disk space. Sorry. If you don't have a cynical nature, you're just not going to make it, is what I'm saying. Now, I just don't really know where I'm going to get the disk space. So give me 2 seconds to do that. So I'm just, this is almost like a beer, this one, right? Because, you know, if you pour a can of Murphy's into a glass, it takes time for it to go from brown to that black with a cream white head, which is so fantastic. And this one is giving very much the same sort of impression to me. So I think I've just got enough data there. Let's give it a whirl. Let's see if we can take a photo. Right, so Dunkerton. There we go. It's good enough. You know, you get the impression, but so it appears to be sort of stabilizing, okay, and that's nice. And it's actually very densely cloudy, and the bubbles are moving very, very swiftly upwards, and that's what is giving that impression. It looks to me like a scrumpy. Absolutely couldn't look more like a scrumpy. It's the absolute colour for a scrumpy, and those are, you know, particularly good in that area of Herefordshire. Dunkerton's, I think, is pretty close to Westerns, but Westerns is on the Ross Road out of Ledbury, and Dunkerton's, I believe, is on the road going towards Bromyard from Hereford. Or is it no, it's on the road going out from Lempster to Hereford. That's where I think it is. If it's where I think it is, it's on the Lempster Road. That's the road which takes you to the really famous black and white villages, where all the houses are black and white. You know, the beams and the white plaster. That absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's another part of the country akin to the gold stones of the Cotswolds. Well worth a very long weekend out there, and get to as many cider farms as you can, and get someone to do the driving, you know. Right, so it's just propelling busyness upwards. You know, I'm not in any hurry to do this one, I'm afraid, because I'm very excited about the potential of this one to be a top cider. Sort of complete opposite of what the last one was. So packaging and provenance, we've given that 5.5. And the look of the cider is very, very different to the last one, which I thought was very good, and I gave it a 6, but that's the nature of cider. We're getting almost brown golds, we're getting almost silver platinum looks, we're getting cloudy, we're getting very, very easy to look through, all this champagne-esque looks. But what I don't want is sort of orange squash. If it looks like orange squash, that's a zero. Okay, I don't want that. Right, so look at the cider, it's got to be a six. Nose. Well, I mean, it's massively compelling, right? It's got that oak maturity. I'm getting a picture of herons standing by a pool waiting for fish. So it's pretty rustic and, you know, out in the countryside sort of nose. I like that a lot. I'm going to give that a six. Okay. Now, apple taste. Let's be really objective here. I mean, if I had this pulled in a pub in Herefordshire, I would just feel I was going to be in for not only a really relaxing, beautiful afternoon, but one hell of a good long weekend away. I don't want you to think I'm prejudiced against the beginning of the week. You know, go away Monday to Friday or whatever. Oh. For me, this is apple heaven. This is about as good as it can possibly get. I mean, this is just layers upon layers of superlative purgatories which have been pushed down to create heaven one, heaven two, and the heavens beyond the cloud cuckoo land heavens and upwards. There is no upper reach to which the greatest ciders can permeate and just fulfill your life's destiny. It's that type of cider. But apple taste, you know, let's not get carried away here. There's some apple in there, but it's mostly smoky honey and mature oaking. So, and if I'd put cider taste, you know, but apple taste, I don't think it can rank that high in apple taste. Sort of a bit like the, you know, the brown stuff and all that. I'm going to give it one more because this is tough. This is a tough one. Does it taste of apples? How difficult can it be to say whether or not a drink tastes of apples, right? I mean, the trouble is, it tastes of cider, but does cider taste of apples? And until you've tried as many ciders as I have, do you think you're going to know what I mean? God, does it taste of apples? Well, it doesn't taste of creosote, sandpaper or glucose. Oh, how long can it take me to decide? Most of my gut, which is well worn now by ciders, is shouting four. And another part of me is saying, no, I think two. So it's going to have to be a three, isn't it? So we'll put three there because we need to pressed. Bottled and fermented. I find that a bit odd, don't you? Because it says pressed, bottled and fermented. I mean, surely if it was fermented, it would have been pressed, fermented and bottled. You know, you could call me pedantic, but when it comes to cider, they are so sailing so close to the wind because basically most of them are offering you shit in a bottle that's got fizz, sugar and a bit of apple concentrate, and they're trying to pass it off as a cider. So when I get a bona fide cider like this one, I am a bit sarcastic about it. Cynical is the word. Satirical. Extra taste. I mean, that's a six. Okay, let's not just bother with that. That's a six. Right. Clean palate. Now, that's a little bit difficult here. I mean, this is a cider that is only for the big boys. like me, you know. You've got to really make your way up in the cider world to get, this is a major general at the very least, if not a field marshal of ciders. You know, you can't pants around as a little lance corporal going, look at my stripe. Oh, Bacchanal, yeah, look at your stripe. and then think you're anywhere in the world of cider. This is the top of the trees, you know. I mean, it's so seriously goddamn good, right? But clean palate. Yeah, that's going to get a six. But it's got a bit of tannin in it, hasn't it? I mean, it does leave an aftertaste on your tongue, right? It's, the clean palate is, you know, does it just slip down and it's... Yeah, I'm going to give it five, okay? I'm going to give it five. Bubbles, absolutely excellent. Let's not go overboard here, you know, but considering it's as cloudy as... Kel Slowey, it really is. You know, I don't, but it is a farm product, yeah. Bubbles, I think they're as good as it's gonna get, so I'll give them five because maybe it could get better than that. Okay, it's very, very good. Feel good factor, that's a six. Let's not go anywhere around pussyfooting there. Feel good factor, six. If I could give it 12, 12 would be better. Good with cheese, that's a six. Okay, so we can now round this one up. Oh dear, oh dear, it's got a 0.5 in it. Dear me. Okay. 5.5 plus 6 is 11.5 plus 6 is 17.5 plus 3 is 20.5 plus 6 is 26.5 plus 5 is 31.5 plus 5 is 36.5 plus 6 is 46 is 42.5 plus 6 is 48.5 48.5 48.5. Just do that quick. So 6 is 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is a 30, 40, 45, 48.5, 48.5. I don't think anything's beaten 48.5 yet, has it? In the last tasting, the Western's Cloudy, at 7.3%, I think it was, that got 43, right? This has been super disappointing in the Aspel and the Inches. Exciting in the Cornish Orchards, because that was a good cider. It just, they don't always have enough provenance, and I think I remember it said to find out more about this cider, you had to go online, and I just think that's a bit cheeky, really. Well, you know, there is plenty of space on a label if you print it small enough and you do away with all the fancy imagery, you know. Just fecking good cider. No, I think I'm going to come out with a product. I'll just write that on the margin. Fecking good cider. Just fecking good cider. And then just say, like, fecking good cloudy cider, fecking good oak cider, and so on. Fecking good honey cider. Fecking good cider. We obviously need a house of feck cidery, you know. Sourcing the best ciders from all over and calling it fecking good cider. So you know what you get. It says it on the bottle, yeah. Well, it could be like a Tetra Pak. Yeah. Anyway, Black Fox Dunkerton, 6.8% organic. If you think you're ready to climb the trees to the absolute outer reaches of, you know, cider heaven, paradise, I might say. I mean, it's almost the Garden of Eden of cider, so on. I'd be surprised if anything scores higher than that. And that's 48.5 out of 54. I tell you what, I'm going to make a pizza out of whatever's left in the fridge. So, you know, bacon, mackerel, all that sort of thing. And beetroot, tomatoes. And I'm going to be one incredibly happy bunny with that particular cider. My only regret today is that I only have that one. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to have to drink it very, very slowly. But it's a labour of love, and... I wouldn't be at all surprised if we hadn't found the cider of all ciders, you know. I just, if you did bow down and worship a cider, I think, I really do think this could well be the one. Do you know what I mean? It's really fecking good. So it's a fecking good cider. So I hope I've wet your whistle, and don't forget the crunchy apples, okay?